wine is always a good thing, but especially at this time of year. And an increasing number of wineries are giving back to particular charities by donating, and their donations are tied directly to their wine sales. And joining us now, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist for our Wine of the Week. Scott, good to have you back.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well. Seems like a pretty good idea. So where do we want to start here as far as wineries who are giving back to the community?
Well, you know, I want to start off with the heart. Right? Let's start with
heart. Okay.
Colby Groom, who's now 13 years of age, 3 years ago, he underwent back-to-back heart surgeries to repair a valve and actually replace a valve. And he is the son of notable winemaker Daryl Groom. Think Grange from Australia. I mean, this is a big time, right? So Daryl wanted to do something for Colby, and Colby wanted to do something. So they developed the 2012 Colby Red from California, and it's a flavorful California cuvee just full of Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Merlot, little Petite Syrah. It's kind of the kitchen sink of red wines. But it's beautiful. Jammy notes of cherries, red berries, red licorice, and mocha. And even though it's only $10 a bottle, they have raised over $500,000 for heart research in the last 3 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's fantastic.
We have a lot of folks in the military around here. Do we have something for that?
We do. The local entrepreneur slash do-gooder, David Kooner, he's one of the partners behind Honor Winery. David's father tragically was killed in 1976 when David was just 6 years old when his father was serving in Vietnam. So David is really invested in this. The Honor Winery is committed to supporting those who have served in both serving in and out of uniform right now. And it's just beautiful. They've done a great job with their 2012 Honor Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. This is a great wine. It's spiced berries, lavender, cedar, a little hint of smoke on the nose, but it's the palate that's beautiful, soft and rich. Cherries, strawberries, pomegranates, raspberries, beautifully punctuated by notes of clove, a little toasted vanilla in there, and some smoked paprika. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's a long finish, delicate, wonderful cocoa, little berries and spices there. $49, and they do a lot of good.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
So we should have something for that, right?
Perfect, right? Cheryl Indelicato is part of winemaking royalty. She grew up in one of California's premier wine-growing families. She's created a program called Handcraft Cares to support important causes. And particularly the 2012 Handcraft has contributed over $200,000 to support breast cancer research, prevention, and awareness. Her 2013 Handcraft Artisan Cabernet Sauvignon from California, beautiful aromas of cherry, blackberry, a little pepper and tobacco in there. And then it finishes off with blackberry, clove, and spices and a little dark chocolate on the back end. It's a beautiful, really robust, full-bodied wine, only $13, and it does a lot of good.
A lot of folks love the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's got to be something for
absolutely.
That, right?
Absolutely. Transcendence Wines, it's a boutique operation in Lompoc. It focuses mostly on wines from the Santa Barbara County. Now, this is a project where Joey Gumeyer, who is a winemaker, and his wife, Sarah, who's in healthcare, and Transcendence is the bridge between their two interests. And it all started in 2006 when a very close friend of theirs was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Today, the couple has donated 10% of all their sales to charity, primarily the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And my favorite of the three wines they offer is actually are from grapes grown by a friend of mine, Steve Zotovich, which is kind of nice. The 2011 Zotovich Vineyard Chardonnay from Santa Barbara, beautiful scents of toasty oak, a little pear, lime zest on the nose, and then fresh flavors of apple, pear, grapefruit on the palate, and you kind of get a little lemon, lime, and mineral linger on the bracing finish. $34, you can't do better than doing good.
All right, Scott, thanks so much. Great stuff. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist with our Wine of the Week. You want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.